for the best in country every day. LCRUK.
Chris Armstrong on LCR, your favorite country station.
In a time full of war, be peace. In a time full of doubt, just believe. Yeah, there ain't that much difference between you and me. In a time full of war, be peace. In a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right. Don't hide in the dark, you were born to shine. In a world full of hate, be a light. In a place that needs change, make a difference. In a time full of noise, just listen. Cause life is but a breeze, better live it. In a place that needs a change, make a difference. In a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, you can't win, slow it down.
Yeah, you only get one go round.
Cause the finish line is 6 feet in the ground.
In a race you can't win, just slow it down.
In a world full of hate, be a light. Color when you just see black and white. In a world full of hate, be a light.
LCR, the UK's brightest and best country station.
There's hip-hop beats at the Opry, I never thought I'd see the day. There's rappers wearing cowboy hats, it didn't used to be that way. I reckon that's the way it's gone, and it's something I can't be. It doesn't sound like country, it don't look like Tennessee. Well, it's a long way back to Hank. It's a far cry to that old steel guitar twang. It's too far to turn around, I think. It's a long way back to Hank. Steel guitars and smoky bars is something from yesterday. But there's still hillbillies cutting rugs and living the American way. This downtown Nashville music, well, that just ain't my jam. I miss them old twin fiddles and the sound from Alabama. Well, it's a long way back to Hank. It's a far cry from that old steel guitar twang. It's too far to turn around, I think. It's a long way back to Hank. It's a long way back to hang. Yeah, it's a long way back to hang.
G'day, it's Morgan Evans here, and you're listening to DJ Chris Armstrong.
Bare feet on a bent seat, highway in the sky. Bandana in your blue jeans, you DJ I drive. Flipping through the radio, and I had you always steal. Yeah, love is real. Quick stop at a Texaco, last exit for miles. Tank top and a Topo Chico, high on your smile. Feeling like a Polaroid, wait time standing still. Yeah, love is real. And I could drive your hand in mine. Oh, baby, we'll go till we run out of road and the rust runs out these wheels. The way I feel, no, I always will. I am yours, you are mine, love is real. Soon as it's your love came on, I felt every word. Your pretty voice sang along, changed the way I heard, the way I feel, the way I see. Honestly made me believe I could drive your hand in mine. Oh, baby, we'll go till we run out of road and the rust runs out these wheels. The way I feel, no, I always will. I am yours, you are mine. Love is. Crazy, but that ain't gonna stop me from calling you baby. So come on, let's drive.
Welcome along, it's Chris Armstrong here, it's LCR UK, and hopefully your morning is going pretty well. Hopefully you enjoyed the start of the show. We kicked it off with a song that was released during lockdown. Main artist on it was Thomas Rhett, but you've got Chris Tomlin, Keith Urban on there, Reba McEntire, Hilary Scott from Lady A, and maybe a few more. But it was called Be A Light, and I think at the minute with what's going on in the UK, it's a tune that a lot of people should be listening to. But enough said about that. And after that, we had James Crothers, Back to Hank, and then Morgan Evans, Love Is Real. Good upbeat little tune from him. Reminds me of C2C when I heard him live, and a good throwback it was indeed. Music still to come from a bit of Miranda Lambert, some Chris Stapleton on the way, but up next, we have some Glen Campbell. Some country news coming your way a little bit later on as well. We'll be talking about Jason Aldean and how he is recalled the lowest point of his career. Carly Pearce addresses a disrespectful fan that she kicked out of one of her recent shows. And Elle King finally addresses her drunken Dolly Parton tribute. So, lots to talk about. Let's keep the music going for now. This is Southern Nights.
Southern nights. Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights, just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize. to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Southern sky. Well, its precious beauty lies just beyond the eye. It goes running through the soul like the stories told of old. Old man, he and his dog that walked the old land. Every flower touched his cold hand. He slowly walked by, weeping willows cry for joy. It feels so good, it's frightening, wish I could. Southern sky. Southern nights, they feel so good. It's a frightening wish I could stop this world from fighting. Down, 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 down.
Good times and great new country.
Gonna crack one open, crank one up.
Hey, what's up? It's Morgan Wallen.
What's up? It's Cole Swindell.
And a little
good old ice cold country music.
This is LCR with Chris Armstrong.
Sitting on
Chris Stapleton there with Arkansas. I always wonder why it's called Arkansas when it's Arkansas. And you call Kansas Kansas. Why is Kansas not Kinsaw? But anyway, that's another question for another day. Months after her botched Dolly Parton tribute at the Grand Ole Opry, Elle King has finally opened up about things that are happening behind the scenes that led to her drunken performance. In an interview with Caitlin Bristow for the Off the Vine podcast, King reveals that she was dealing with a lot of pain in her time back in January 2024. She also alludes to the idea that something like this was bound to happen sooner or later. She says, "I was very sad and nobody really knows what was going on behind closed doors," King explained. "And I just took it as it was. If it wasn't going to be now, or this is going to be something else. Ultimately, like, I couldn't go on living my life or even staying in the situation that I'd been going through," the singer continues. "I couldn't continue to be existing that high level of pain that I was going through at the time." King was put on blast by the internet after she took to the stage at the Opry on January 19th in honour of Dolly Parton's 78th birthday. Visibly drunk, she struggled through the lyrics before announcing to the crowd that she was indeed intoxicated, and she then proceeded to berate them. The X's and O's singer says that she recognised that she needed help and needed to get over the stubbornness in order to heal. She underwent what she calls a different type of therapeutic programme, but stopped short of calling it rehab. So what's going on with her now? Well, she has made a few life changes over the last couple of years. Her tattoo artist Dan Tooker got engaged in 2020 with the birth of her son Lucky in 2021. Earlier this year, King announced that she and Tooker had indeed split up. So a lot of stuff going on, but hopefully she's out the other side of it. And no matter what, it's still worth a shot, isn't it?
We've been turning into strangers. Now we barely even touch. Superficial conversation, 'cause our guard is always up. I'm not ready to give up on us yet. One last hurrah, it might just do.
And say what we need to say. Then maybe both of us can listen and get our pride out of the way. 'Cause I'm still the guy that used to make you laugh. What would it take for us to get this back?
biggest hits play here.
Hey, this is Carrie Underwood.
Hey, this is Chris Stapleton.
Hey, what's up? This is Jason Aldean. You got
it. This is LCR with Chris Armstrong.
I'm talking about the sun coming up and the sun going down on a John Deere, turning up a hard work check, making that blue collar country boy's neck red. I'm talking about the color of them jerseys on a Friday night at the end of another long, hot, dry summer. Between the dust and the rust, the trucks are half covered in red. Like a bone hound tracking some whitetail buck now. I ain't talking politics, I'm talking small town. And if you're from one, you know what I'm talking about. It's everywhere, I swear, from the courthouse bricks to a crushed but heavy can fading in the ditch. Like the buck of John, like a barn door. And hoist your hands over cause you're thankful for every shipped off soul that was born to fight for. Torn flag that's blue and white and red.
Red. I'm talking about a county line stop sign full of birdshot, the cup your beers and sitting round the fire like a bank account when you bought them tires that lit.
You're down a dirt road and got some red lips leaning across the
talking politics, I'm talking small town. And if you're from one, you know what I'm talking about. It's everywhere, I swear, from the courthouse bricks to a crushed but heavy can fading in the ditch. Like a book of John, like a barn door. And hearts your hands over cause you're thankful for every shipped off soul that was born to fight for a wind-torn flag that's blue and white.
What you need,
cause at the end of the day, hey, we all bleed red.
I ain't talking politics, I'm talking small town. And if you're from one, you know what I'm talking about. It's everywhere, I swear, from the courthouse bricks to a crushed but heavy can fading in the ditch. Like the book of John, like a barn door.
And hearts your hands over cause you're thankful for
every shipped off soul that was born to fight for a wind-torn flag that's blue and white and red. Yeah, a wind-torn flag that's blue and white and red.
Yeah, a wind-torn flag that's blue and white and red.
Bit of Hardy with Morgan Wallen there. That was Red. And you're listening to Chris Armstrong. That's LCR UK. Next up, Jason Aldean has recalled his lowest point of his career. He says, I was starving. I had a brand new baby. It was like survival. He's a megastar in 2024, and he's had more than 25 number one songs to his name, awards and statues that require multiple mantles, but it wasn't always shiny and easy. Aldean had a tooth and nail climb to success. It was often dark, and he recalls with an interview recently on Taste of Country. My mouse has just died. I can't move what I'm reading. Oh, it's away again. I think my computer's glitchy. This is a bit iffy today, but hopefully it's all coming together. But yes, he went on to say, before Hicktown became a hit, he says it was really bad. He says he was starving, he had a brand new baby, his oldest daughter had just been born, and he didn't have any money. Aldean remembers daughter Kellyanne Williams was born in 2003. He wasn't thinking long term. He was like, I need to get this song going just so I can generate some money to keep from losing my house, being able to buy diapers and those kind of things. he worked hard to provide, but never could have imagined how far his career would rise. For it to turn into what it has, I don't know. Maybe I was just kind of naive at the point of thinking it could never become this. And truly, he was just saying, or he's just trying to survive day to day. He'd go on to sign a record deal with his longtime label, Home Broken Bow Records, in 2005, releasing his debut album and debut single, Hicktown, that year as well. He goes on to say, it was very much small potatoes going. I need to make $5,000. So I need to make $5,000 today somehow. How does this happen? It was more survival, or more like survival, Aldean admits.
River and the mountains where I call home. A lot of times were good there. Don't know why I ever roam home. Old Tennessee River and a mountain man. We get together anytime we can. Old Tennessee River. Play together in Mother Nature's band. Well, me and my woman's done made our plans on the Tennessee River, walking hand in hand. Gonna raise a family. Where peace and love can still be found. Old Tennessee River and a mountain man. We get together anytime we can. Old Tennessee River and a mountain man. We play together in Mother Nature's plan. Tennessee River and its mountain home. But I'm going back, leaving today, for my homeland, so far away. Driving down to Dixie, wasting no time, back to the good life I left behind. Going to the river with my fishing line. Up on Lookout Mountain, about supper time, singing. Old Tennessee River and a mountain man. We get together anytime I can. Old Tennessee River and a mountain man. We play together in Mother Nature's band. Old Tennessee River.
You like?
Hell yeah, hot damn.
Hey, what's up? It's Kane Brown.
Hey, y'all, I'm Carly Pierce.
I'm Bailey Zimmerman.
You're listening to Chris Armstrong on LCR.
storm.
Hey!
LCR, a country station like no other.
There's an old rural route too late. Take it out past where the radio just came. Past the river bridge with a rope swing. And a mailbox painted all John Deere green. Then you end up a bunch of gravel drive away. Out here doing our own thing. Out in the middle where the hard work meets hard living. Out in the middle where we're grown till we're gone, God willing. Just some good old boys and good old girls. Some red dirt dreams and a concrete world. Getting by on just a little. Next farm, city folks say we're crazy, but they ain't never been way. Out in the middle where the hard work meets hard living. Out in the middle where we're grown till we're gone, God willing. Just some good old
little bit of Zach Brown Band there with Out in the Middle. Next up, we're going to chat a little bit about Carly Pearce. She made headlines recently for kicking out a heckler from her show, and in a new interview that she said she's finally standing up for herself. She's on stage at WE Fest 2024 on Friday, 2nd of August, when a heckler caused her to stop her show and address him directly, saying, she said, "Somebody get him out of here. I do not want him at my show. Get out of my show." And then she went on to say a few other things, and I'm not going to read them out on the mic, but you can go in and look it up yourself. But she says, "I guess people are learning a new side of me. If someone's going to show up and disrespect at my show, then get out," she adds. Elsewhere in the interview, Pearce says that she has endured people spreading hate via social media. Parker McCollum took the stage after Pearce to headline the second night of the annual Country Music Festival. Also in attendance on Saturday the 3rd were sets from Tanner Adele, Jackson Dean, Paul Cawthon, Elle King, before headliner Eric Church closed the night. What a show it would have been. Disturbance or not, it would have been a good little festival to be at, I'm sure. I love a bit of Jackson Dean. Eric Church, there's a lot of mixed opinions on him at the minute, but I would love to see him live. Never have done. I'm sure some of you guys have, but I haven't had that fortune just yet. But I hope to at some point. Let's keep the music going, though. This is Next Girl from Carly Pearce.
Hey, next girl, you don't know me. I'm just the one he says went crazy on him. That's just what he does. But once upon a time I was the next girl. I've been where you're at. You overlook a lot when he looks like that. He'll charm your mama with that smile. Hide the red flags for a little while. I bet you probably met him at a bar. Let him walk you to your car. I bet he said he never falls this hard. Yeah, I remember that part. He knows how to say all the right things. Knows how to get you out of that dress. Knows how to make you think you're the best thing. But I know what happens next, girl. Hey, next girl, you think that you know better. Maybe the last girl was just a little bitter and jaded. Yeah, there ain't no doubt. But if he ever talks about the ex-girl, she tried like hell. It was too late to save herself. So now she's just trying to help the next girl. I bet you probably met him at a bar. Let him walk you to your car. I bet he said he never falls this hard. Yeah, I remember that part. He knows how to say all the right things. Knows how to get you out of that dress. Knows how to make you think you're the best thing. But I know what happens next. You're gonna think it's all your fault. It's just a switch that he turns off. He'll make you think it's love, but I promise you it's not. Oh no, it's not. No. Girl.
Fantastic stuff from her. And it's just gone about 20 to 12. Hopefully you're enjoying the music on this Tuesday or Thursday afternoon, depending on when you listen to this. In fact, it's pretty much a great day to be alive.
I got rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug induced, no, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be this good. Since I left home and said good luck to every seed I'd sown, gave it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing alright. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A long wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing alright. And it's a great day. Sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. A new tattoo, or take my old Harley for a 3-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. But why can't every day be just this good?
See for miles and miles, baby. Every little scene. Traditional country music on LCR.
Station.
Throw back to how I used to care about where you went, where you've been, who you're with. Losing my patience and checking locations and rereading texts that you sent. I would cry 1, 2, 3 too many times, just wasting my prime on a guy who was more wrong than right. Now I don't even know what I'm missing. Don't care what it is or it isn't. Don't need your attention or your time. They say, did you hear us? Say no thanks, I'm fine. I think I could wish you the best. The truth is I couldn't care less. How sweet it is to be so, so indifferent. June came ended. I miss it, my bad, that's on me. I see your truck and I don't give a, and it don't make my heart skip a beat. I like now wondering where you are tonight. It feels so nice finally being on the other side. Now I don't even know what I'm missing. Don't care what it is or it isn't. Don't need your attention or your time. They say, did you hear? I say, no thanks, I'm fine. I think I could wish you the best. The truth is I couldn't care. I'm just living. When your mama calls, I'm reminded you exist. And I wish that she didn't, cause all of my give a damns have already been given. Now I don't even know what I'm missing. Don't care what it is or it isn't. Don't need your attention or your time. They say, did you hear? I say, no thanks, I'm fine.
The latest country music on LCR.
Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb. And you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water. Yeah, when that summer sun starts to beat down, don't know what to do. Grab your swimming trunks, ice up that old igloo, and drive until the map turns blue. Daytona Beach on spring break, 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. Stay right there when the daylight's gone. Play truth or dare, and it won't take long for you and her. I got nothing on but water. All you really need this time of year is a pair of shades and ice cold beer. And a place to sit somewhere near water. Thank you.
that's almost it for another show. Any thoughts, any suggestions, any abuse, fart through to Red Solo Cup. I'm only joking. DJ _ Chris Armstrong on Instagram, and DJ Chris Armstrong on Facebook. Add a .com to it for the website as well. If you fancy an email, go ahead. But as always, it's been a pleasure playing the best in country music to you over the last hour. If you're in around Cardiff towards the end of August, you'll be able to catch me in the Globe on the 31st of August, doing a big country party night there. Looking forward to it. And I'm doing a country wedding in Oxford a couple of days before that. So looking forward to the end of the month. Catch me at Buck and Bill mid-August as well for their brunch and their party night. But until the next time, as always, keep our country.
Chris Armstrong on LCR, your favourite country station.